Just a few horrors I want to mention, just two quickly from yesterday, and then we got to go lighter. Zach and Jacob were asking me yesterday when we discussed the subtopic of the last day of Shiva being on Shabbos. So I just want to make it clear there was a machlokus between the Shach and Taz on one hand against the Bach on the other, how to understand Rabbeinu Yechiel, who is one of the Rishonim. So the Shach and Taz claimed that as soon as Nates comes on Shabbos morning, you say Mixiyom Kekulo and the Shiva is done. But the Bach had a different approach, which we saw inside, and the Bach says that Mixiyom Kekulo is only said, meaning from Nates, it will allow Tashma Shemitah, but other Divrei Tzina will remain the whole Shabbos. Other Divrei Tzina will remain the whole Shabbos, which is a little bizarre. So Zach was asking, what kind of Divrei Tzina? So the Bach says that you wouldn't get an Aliyah. The meaning is to get an Aliyah after Shiva. So, because during Shiva, you can't learn regular Torah, so after Shiva ends, you get an Aliyah. So they wouldn't give the guy an Aliyah. That would be considered Verum Shiva Tzina, and that would span the whole Shabbos. I guess Tash Shemitah they allow because maybe Puravu or because of Ona, whatever the case might be, but I don't think I made that clear yesterday. But it is a Chiddush. When I said it, I didn't have it really clear. I was asking, what does that mean? But that's what it means. It means the Verum Shiva Tzina would span the whole day. And then the Bach himself argues on the Rabbeinu Yechiel, and he claims, like we said yesterday, that the whole Shiva would be observed on Shabbos the whole day, and then on Motzei Shabbos you got to do an action, because you have to either sit on the floor or show some, take your shoes off, and that would be able to concretize that what you did on Shabbos would be good. So, and then lastly we have the Taz that said, which is what we follow, that when the last day of Shiva is on Shabbos, you go to davening, and after davening, Shiv is done. You walk home yourself, and that connotes is done. But I wanted to make that clear. It was a machloikis Shach and Taz on one hand against the Bach in their Havana of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Okay? And the Bach's Havana is very, very mechudish. That the Dvarim Shiva Tzina lasts all Shabbos with the exception of Dvarim Shiva Tzina. Because if someone would ask you, the most famous Dvarim Shiva Tzina is, we've learned this summer, is Tasha Shemitah and Mechitza. We also had Talmud Torah, right? But getting the Aliyah falls under that rubric of Talmud Torah. Okay, that was the first horror. The second horror I want to mention is, I believe, you know, I thought that Zach and the Max had a nice shot in the Ramah yesterday, and I said it over, but I don't think it's the correct shot, okay? So I blame myself, not you guys, because I thought it was a nice shot. I was bothered by the Ramah. The Ramah's Lashon is that, is the Yortzeit going to be on the day of the death, or the day of the burial, which could be a day or two later. So he had that lashon that he said, "Im lo mishahaya etzlak furu leitzlam misa." So I thought that was strange. What does that mean? You have to be with the parent at the death when they're dying. What does that mean? Im lo shahaya etzlak furu leitzlam misa. So Max and Zach said yesterday, maybe it's you didn't know when the death was, and you're at the levaya, right? So the Ramah says you really should go buster date of death, unless you were not what? What is a lashon? Im lo shaya etzlak furu, im lo mishaya etzlak furu leitzlam misa. Unless you were someone that was only by the levaya, but not by the misa. So what does it mean? You have to be sitting there. I remember I mentioned it's a big schus. By my dad, I was able to be zoicha to be there when he was nifter. But my mom, I was not. You know, we were in the middle of shir right before Pesach. So you know, on Zoom, it was the day, last day of this month. They let us do on Zoom, and I was on Zoom in the office. You know, and then I got the call. So, is that what it means? I don't think, I don't think Zach and Matt's Yopshat is correct, because Yeshiva Shach says you have two brothers that are in the same city, and one brother went out of town at the time of the death. So you see, he meant that. You see, he literally meant that. So the Pshat in the Ramah is, yes, that if you're not there at the day of the death, so what does it mean you're not there? So what I said to Jacob and Zach, I think it means you don't have to be sitting there, But you have to be in the same vicinity, in the same city, or next door. See, the other brother was out of town. So if the other brother's out of town, I can't see the usher. So other brother's out of town, so now I can see it. So the other brother's out of town, so then it's like you're not attached to the patiri. But if you're, you know, if you're not physically, you don't have to physically be there. It means that the Ramah says usually Yom Misa is the Yortzeh if you're around in the vicinity. That's what I think the Upketaych of the Ramah is. But if you're out of town, then you'll go Basar Yom Kfuru. Okay, so I wanted to fix that. I believe that's a pshat in the Ramah. Okay, so let's now take this a step further into the topic of Yortzeh, and God willing, we'll finish it off. So the Maharik is quoted by the Beis Yosef here actually it's quoted in the next Sivan, that if the Yortzeh comes out on Shabbos or Yontif, and a few guys were asking me in Seder, yes, there is a mandate to fast on the Yortzeh. You should. You really should fast. You know, it's obviously personal business. You don't ask, oh, it's a Yortzeh. You fast it. You know, you don't. It's not nice to ask people that. They're private matters. But the bottom line is, and we said yesterday from the Mishulchan Aruch, when someone asks you you're fasting, if you tell people you're fasting, it takes away the scar you get from Hashem. But on the other hand, if someone asks you, you don't have to lie. Okay? So, Lamaisa, you know, it's a private matter, but the Ramah says you really should fast. Now, for many years, I thought the Ramah said it should be a 24-hour fast. That's the difference. You got to look at it inside. Ramah never said that. It's a regular fast, 12-hour fast during the day. So, what happens if the Yortzeh, which you should fast on, comes out on Shabbos and Yontif? So, he says you should push off the fast to Sunday, like we push off Tzom Gedalia. And the Ramah says no. The Ramah says by us, if the fast Yortzeh comes out on a day we don't say Tachanun, like Shabbos and Yontif, where we don't say Tachanun, Ein Nisan and Klal, done, it's finished. You happen to, I don't know how you want to look at it, but a lot of people don't like fasting, or whatever, I wouldn't say lucky, but whatever, because you want your Yortzeh to be meaningful, but whatever it is, you don't push it off, and the Ramah says, I don't hold like this, Ma'arik, and you don't fast at all. And then the Ramah continues, and he says that earlier in Sin Shadi Aleph, he says you shouldn't have a meal on the night of the Yortzeh, because as the Rav Zatzal said, if you look at the Ram Nichols Tainus, you might fast only a 12-hour day, but the night before has properties of a fast. It's not proper. You go to a party. Remember we mentioned that Achleish Ramosha and the Rav Zatzal about Nelshim Asim and Thomas? Do we allow a chasana? The Rav Zatzal said no. Ramosha said yes. 3 weeks start in the morning. So the same thing is you shouldn't. That's why people won't go to a wedding at the night of what? The night of a Yortzeh. Based on that's what the Ramah is referring to. Halacha Lamaisa. And it makes a lot of sense because it is a special day. And to that degree, the Ramah says you shouldn't really want, you shouldn't go to Suda's Lila, where on the next day it's a Yortzeh. Okay? Now the Shach and Sifkat and Ches there in Shin Sadiyav quotes Levush, it says you don't have to be Makbid, because we never saw people do Zamig. Do you remember what the Shach's response to that was? Lo Reinu Eino Raya. Just because we haven't seen it doesn't mean it's wrong. He says that's not true. And he says, I've seen the Minig. Not only Lamaisa says Lo Reinu Eino Raya, the Shach says he's seen people observe like a quasi Avelis the night of a Yortzeh. Even as 15 years later, 15th year Yortzeh. And in the Chuvas Makom Shmuel, he says that Isser's only to go to a Chasana where there's live music. There's a lot of simple, no problem. You could go to a bris, pidna ben, or a siyum mesechet. It's mutter. And the Rosh Hashulchan there in Shin Sadi Al Sif Yudalid writes, the Isser's only on the first Yortzeh and not anymore. And he says he thinks nowadays no one's machmir, but he says yesh lahachmir b'shana rishona. Okay, but there are people that have the chumrah at every single Yortzeh. I think I mentioned to you guys, I had a Baal Bas who asked me, you know, he's making a chasana for his daughter on his Yortzeh. So, I mean, I said, are you asking me or, you know, are you telling me? I'm not going to, I don't want to make him feel guilty, but I'm not going to tell him it's the right thing to do. You should have asked me before. I would have told you not to. Make a chasana, you know what I mean? But I guess if you have chasidish blood in you, a lot of chasidim have a tikkun at the Yortzeh and they, you know, have schnapps and everything, but Litvisha people don't do that. Right? I don't do that on the Yortzeh. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
What's this sock here saying that you don't during the first only the first year you would do this? If it's the first year you're still in your base chodesh, you're still in Avelis. What's it saying that you're in no way quasi?
Well, it ends on your, I mean, if let's say it was Yom Yisuv Yom Kfuru, it's the same exact day.
Oh,
okay, let's assume that. You're right, a few days extra, you're right. We're able to do it. Well said. Okay, which we're going to get, which very good. Okay, let's continue now in the Ramah. And then the Ramah writes, Bimchal HaTainis Zeber of Shabbos. Let's say your Tzai comes out on Friday. Dino Kishar HaTainis. It's like any other Tainis that comes out on Friday. Shemisana HaChechozu B'Sakneses. You have to fast until you come back from Shul. Below HaTzeis HaKokom. You don't have to fast all the way to HaTzeis HaKokom. Uladas HaShulchan Aruch, though, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to fast until HaTzeis HaKokom, unless you elucidate at the time you accepted your Yortzai fast, that you're only going to fast until you come home from Shul, not the Seskel Chavah. Because we know, anytime you accept the Tainis Yochid on yourself, the Mincha before, you have to accept upon yourself Ribon Olamim. In the second you Ratzon, there's a shaded paragraph that you have to accept upon yourself a Tainis. You can't just wake up in the morning and accept the Tainis. A Tainis requires a Kabbalah. Now, Tainis Sibur is automatic because we all know we're fasting. But if you fast on your Yortzai, the day before your Yortzai, you have to say this Ribbono Olam, and you're taking a neder that tomorrow you're fasting. Because it needs a Kabbalah. Tainis Yochid requires a formal Kabbalah. That's this shaded paragraph. It's a Gemara, it's a Virsh Gemara in Tainis, that you need a Kabbalah. Can't just wake up and fast. It requires what? Requires a formal Kabbalah. So the question is, what about on Friday? So on Friday, let's say Lamaisa, you come home from Shul, and you're going to say Kiddush, and it's before Tzeis. You daven and did everything. So here the Ramah seems to say, well, that's fine. That's fine. But in Reish Mem Tes and Shulchan Aruch HaShabbos, the Mechaber's adamant, and the Mishnah Berurah points it out, that in Reish Mem Tes, Sivkot Yud Tes, Yehuda and Ariel pointed out this morning that you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. You have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. And Lamaisa, in the summer months, if you have a Yortzat on a Friday, and you normally are Makabel Shabbos early, your family's going to want to eat and drink. They'll start Plag Mincha. Well, let them say Kiddush. Then you wait later till Tzeis HaKochavim. You wait later until Tzeis HaKochavim because it's not right. It's not right. And this happens only for Aser B'Teves. Aser B'Teves is the only fast that comes out on a Friday. And we fast it the whole day. We fast into Shabbos. And I always tell the guys in Shul, we wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. I mean, by the time you get it back from Shul, it's usually 50 minutes after Shki anyway. So it's Tzeis anyway. Okay? But we'll chapa nafkamina. That's what I was saying. Aser B'Teves is always in the winter. I was saying to some of the guys in this morning in Seder, you know, if some guy wants a chop, instead of Shabbos starting at 4 in the winter, and so he says, I'm going to start at 3 so I can have a shorter fast. We don't do that. You should wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. But it will happen afkemin if your Yortzit's in the summer. But if you're going to fast, you should do that Kabbalah. Yeah, otherwise, the Mechaber says you really should wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. And it shouldn't depend upon when you come back from Shul. Even though the Ramah, here seems to say, not seems to say, it says beferish until you come back from Shul. But you have to mention that Machaber in Reish Mem Tes in Ochel Shabbos, where he says, and the Mishnah Berurah is pretty adamant about it. Let me read his lashon. Sarek leisam zchule kamo in kibul tana stam sharim yeshu dino hu atzis kochavim dafka velo mahani, doesn't help the mashi spal tfilas arvus mikodim, doesn't the command of simin tofku sam beisif alvu beis who had been hacha. I thought you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Okay, you're only fasting about an hour. The issur to fast on Shabbos, all of Shabbos, you know. You eat a little hour in the Shabbos, you're fasting. Okay, it's also a fast on Shabbos. That's a fast the whole day the next day. Not when you're going in an hour. Yeah, Rafi, go ahead. Rosh Hashanah?
Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. There are some going that say you can fast Rosh Hashanah. We don't accept those. Erev Rosh Hashanah, many have a minute to fast half a day.
Yeah.
So many have if it's a half a day, you don't have to do a Kabbalah.
So
you don't have to do a Kabbalah for, because it's not really a fast. It's like the sign of the shows. It's not really a fast. But the concern of that is you do it one time, you might have to do it, which we're going to get to, your whole life. So you got to be careful about that. You might have to say B'li Neder. If you do it, I would say B'li Neder. Because it might be a Han Hagatol. Okay. All right, let's continue now. Then the Ramah says exactly what Rafi just pointed out. The Ramah says, Miu in Pam Rishon Hishlin. If you did fast 1 yard sight, you know Kol Yomov. Wow. You got to do it your whole life. So I gave you the Bir Heitev there. The Bir Heitev is Pesach Tshuva called the Zivkar Ches, that the Taz is Cholek in this Ramah. This is not considered to be a Netter unless you intend on doing it your whole life. It's not an automatic thing. Because also you need Anhaga Tova 3 times. Very mistabel like the Taz. You only did it once. So until you actually say it as a Netter, the Taz says it's not binding unless you had in mind, Lomai said, to do it your whole life. If you didn't have it in mind, how can you say it's binding your whole life? So that's why I wanted to see the Bir Heitev on that Taz, on the Ramah. Then Rabbi Avadya writes in the Chazon Avadya, in Amod Kuf Tzadi Vav, he says like this, and we should try to do this, I should try to do this myself. Now, if you're in 12 months for a parent, for a father or mother, anytime you mention them, whether it's a regular statement or it's a Torah, you should always mention after the name, Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo. If I mention my father, who's in Yishkodesh, I used to, it was more mocked, but my mother had been less lack about it. I would say, Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo, his death should be an atonement. Anytime you mention Lamaisa, you should say Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo. After the tour of 12 months, what's the Lashon? Zichrono Levracha L'chai Olam Haba. So in Ha'ara Beis, in Rabbi Avadya, there in the Chazon Avadya, he says, even when you write their name, you write the name of your father, or the name of your Rebbe, or you write the name of your mother, you're supposed to write Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo in what? Within 12 months. And that's a whole separate topic called Ksiva Kedibor, which has a lot of different halachas. Like you're not allowed to write Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah, because Ksiv is Kedibor. If you write, let's say, a letter during Sfiras Omer at night, before you said the bracha, you wrote the date of what day it was the Omer, maybe it's if you counted, is a Shua binding B'Ksav? There's a lot of different areas. This is another halacha. Maybe you're never supposed to write your, you're never supposed to say your parents' first name. If you write it, is that an Isser? Okay, that's a separate topic. Let's just get down in your notes. What's the makor of Ksiv Kedibor? It's a very, very sharp marker, the Ramban al HaTayr. The Ramban al HaTayr says that when Yisro sent a letter to Moshe, he sent him a letter, the Ramban says. But what does it say in the Chiddush? Vayomer. But he didn't say anything to him. He wrote him a letter. So you see the Torah calls it Vayomer, there's Ksivas Kedibor. It's in Parshas Yisro, that Ramban. Interesting concept. Okay. Also, Lamaisa. It's in the Ha'aras there in Chazon Avadya. He writes in the name of the Sefer Bate Knesios, Alpi the Gilion HaKnesa HaGdayla, that says that when you mention your father or mother's name or your Rebbe's name on the Yom Neroim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo, even though it's after a year. Because on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meis, and Niftachim, and we know the Neshamas are also judged again. So therefore, since Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meis, Psukim Lefonav, it's very appropriate, Lamaisa, that you could say Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo, even though it's after a year. And the Sefer Moed L'chol Chai adds on, even on a Yortzeit. Could be the 10th or 15th Yortzeit. If you mention their name on the Yortzeit, you should also say Hareni Kaparis Mishkovo, not the standard Lashon of Zichrono Levracha L'chai Olam Haba. You say from Moed L'chol Chai. Rabbi Avadya quotes this Lamais in Ha'ara Beis in the Chazon Avadya. He says it on Amud Kuf Tzadi Vav. Okay, this brings us to the Gemara Nedarim. What do we do with an Ibrior, a leap year, and you want to observe a Yortzeit on the leap year? So here I wanted you to see the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, where the Gemara Nedarim presents the Mishnah here on Daf Samach Gimel, where it says a man takes a netter that he's not going to drink wine for the year. And then the year was leaped. It was extended. So what's the din? So the din is he's ushered to drink wine during the year and during the Iber month, the extension. But what happens if he said a Lashon Ad Rosh Adar until the beginning of Adar? So what's the din? That means Ad Rosh Adar Harisha. But if he says Ad Sof Adar, it means Ad Sof Adar Rishon. So the Gemara presents a Braisa, Machlokes Mishnah, Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir in the Braisa, where there's a Machlokes, when you say, when you write in a document, let's say some business transaction, when you write, according to the sheet of Rav Meir, when you write Adar Stam, Rav Meir says it's referring to utter shame. Let's get this down. Reb Yudah says, I beg to differ with you. When you write utter stam, it means utter rishon. So Reb Meir says utter stam is utter sheni. Reb Yudah says utter stam is utter rishon. Okay? And then the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah must be going like who? Must be going like Reb Yudah. And the Gemara slugs it up and says, Abai. He says, no, can you go Reb Meir? And one case is he knew about it. The Bryce talks about a case where he knew that there was an Ivrior. And therefore, when he said Adar, he was referring to what? To the second month of Adar. It was Muvan to Elov. But in the case of the Mishnah, he didn't know about it. So therefore, that's why he was referring to the first month. And the Gemara corroborates that by quoting a Bryce, that that's the Pshat Mechid. So what emerges is a Machlekes Tanaim straight up between Reb Meir and Yudah. When you say Stam Adar in the Ivrior, what are you referring to? Well, Reb Meir says, I'll tell you, you're referring to utter Sheni. Reb Yudah says, you're referring to utter Rishon. Okay? This has a big nafkamina on your side. What is the din? So the Beseisif here quotes, in Siman Tov Gimel as well, Siman Tov Gimel, I believe it is, he says that the Tashbetz writes, the Rambam Paskins, like Reb Meir, and therefore, if a person lost a parent in Chodesh Adar, a regular year, not an Ibrior, and then an Ibrior comes when he observed the art site. So the Tashbetz says, according to the Rambam, who passes like Reb Meir, Adar Sheni. And the Chumash Hadeshin in Siman Reish Sadi Dalet argues and says, no, we go Basar Adar Rishon, because the Rosh in the Dar of Pirachas Siman Beis, right here, Paskins like Reb Yudah. Now, if the person died in an Ibrior and it was Adar Sheni, everyone agrees. You observe the art site in utter shame, because that's when the person was nifter. They died in an Ibrior, and you're observing the art site in Ibrior. That's clear. But in a situation where they died in the Stamir and you're in an Ibrior, what should you do? So the Chumash Hadeshin says you go like what? The Rosh Hashanah like Rebuta, we go utter Rishon. That's the second sheet. And then the third sheet is the Marivayel, the Shem, the Maharil, that you should fast both Adars. So you got all three permutations. All three permutations. So how do we paskin? So here you got to open up Orach Chaim for this. And in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Ches, I made a mistake in the Mar Makomos. I thought I had told everyone not Kuf Samech, Tov Kuf Samech Ches, Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes like the Tashbetz. He says you fast in Adar Sheni. You fast in Adar Sheni. And Rabbi Avadia says like that as well. However, the Ramat here in your day, holds like the Chumash Hadeshin. Let's read the Lashon. V'imesu ba'adar v'nis'abra ha'shana, ha'ikr li'sonos ba'adar ha'rishon, afo p'sheshchokin kachu ikr. It's adamant about it. V'imesu b'shnas ha'ibur ba'adar ha'sheni, and if they die b'shnas ibur ha'adar ha'sheni, son of Gam came b'ibur ha'adar ha'sheni. He says, do both. So even in a situation where they died in an Ibrior and utter Sheni, he says, during a what? During an Ibrior, you should do both. So there the Ramah quotes that there is a Marival, Shesh Machmir, Lissanos, Bishnean, and the Gon and the Shach. The Gon there, Biragra, and the Shach here says, you should fast both. Allah Kalamaitis. But Mr. Brewer writes, over there in Tovkuf, Samchas, if Gon, my days, I want you to see, Shanachon, Shisan, and Bishnea, Adarim. The best thing is to fast both Adars. And he adds on, Achein, im koshelo lis'anos b'shnehem, nirish shetov yosher sheyivro lo yom rishon, lechein hu aminik. If it's difficult medical-wise, he says, tov yosher sheyivro lo yom rishon, like the Ramah, lechein hu aminik. Now, I just had a siyata d'shmaya, okay? I said this over to Rav Schechter Shlita and Rav Cohen Shlita this year in the Rebbe's room. It was before Tetzava. Now, can someone check the calendar? Which month this year was Tetzava? Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. Can someone check their computer real quick? Where was Adar? Where was Adar? Because in Tetzava, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. When is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzai?
Yeah, it was the 11th of Adar.
Tetzav is an Aleph, yes?
Yes.
So I said I wanted to bring a Raya. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's only two parshas from the time that he's mentioned when he's born, that his name is not mentioned. Tetzaveh, right? And what else? Netzavim, I think. Those are the only two parshas. Every other parsha's name is mentioned. So I wanted to bring a raya to the Mechaber that you should fast. I'm sorry, I wanted to bring a raya to the Ramah that you should fast in what? Other Rishon. Because Tetzaveh was when? In other Rishon. You hear what I'm saying? So I wanted to bring a raya. They liked it. They don't like that raya, the Lamaisa. Rav Shachter Shlita and Rav Cohen Shlita, they like that raya. You understand my raya? Because his name is not mentioned. So you see that his yortzeit was what? We observe his yortzeit, we have an imbriyor in utter rishon, not utter shame. Because Tetzaveh was in utter rishon. You hear what I'm saying? Zach, you got to get this down. I mean, come on. Now you don't write it down? That's what I wanted to tie in the Lamaisa. Just there, Agav. Why is it, they say over the Panach Raza, beautiful, it's a beautiful word. Why is it that his name wasn't mentioned in Tetzaveh? What's the major theme of Tetzaveh? The big de kahuna. He was once the Kohen Gadol, but Hashem took it away from him. He wouldn't feel good. It would be insulting that his name is mentioned in that backdrop of the big de kahuna. It was taken away from him. See how careful you got to be with the lashon of people. You got to, on us tvarim, you don't tell a Baal Tshuva, how was the Big Macs or the quarter pounder, you know what I mean? Or you say a guy who got divorced, so how's your first wife? You know, you have to be careful about these things. But that's what Lamaisa, that's what I wanted to bring a riot, okay? That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay, I'm glad I was able to remember that. I told him that, Lamaisa. Okay, let's just add on the Sharatzion. The Sharatzion in Tovkuf Samaches Sifkot Lamaches says, Al Pi Lechai Adam. Very interesting. What happens if you did not know when your father died? Was it utter rishon, utter shame? Could have happened. Could have happened. They didn't know. So what's the din? So it's very interesting. What would you have said? If you're a pure believer in the Ramah, probably you would have said what? I don't know. The Ramah one might agree to this. But I may have said utter rishon, because that's what the Ramah Shita. Here in the Sharatzion says utter shame. Because we have a chazakah that a person was living. And we assume he lived to the second month. He has a presumption that he was alive. A ches tizchai. That's number one. And number two, the Sharatzion writes, Liola misan and b'sheni. So that's what the Chai Adam writes. I thought that was a Pella. That's according to who? What do you mean the old misan and b'sheni? That's only according to the Mechaber. No? That's only according to the Mechaber. The Ramah says their Ikar is Rishon, even though the Ramah says you should fast both. So I want you to get that in your notes, that the Chai Adam that the Sharatzion quotes is assuming like the Mechaber. The Ramah said the Ikar is Rishon. So he gave two reasons why you should do utter shame. Number one, Cheskes Chai. Number two, the Ikar is utter shame. Who says that's true? The Ramah holds the Ikar is utter Rishon. Even the Ramah says that's a Chumrah. Okay. Raf, you had a kasha before?
I didn't fully understand the Raya.
No, because the Raya is Tetzaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Because we have a Masorah that is Yortzeit is Shiva Adar. So
like
when was Tetzaveh this year? Was it an utter Rishon or was it an utter Shani? When did we lane it? We lane it utter Rishon. Yeah. So to assume, and his name is not mentioned there, that connotes as your time. So you see that utter Rishon is
the
four.
The fact that we lane, exactly.
Because his name is not mentioned. It's omitted. He died. But I'm saying the fact that it was an utter Rishon shows that utter Rishon is the Ikar. Okay. All right.
Always fall out under?
I think so. I think it does. I think so. I know you got to check the calendar. I believe so. Okay. So whenever there's a Nibri Yor, Tzav is always the one. Tzav is always Shabbos Agam. So I think so. Okay. Let's move on. What'd you say?
Except not this year.
I can't hear you.
Not this year.
Or Vayikra is, right? One of the two. But, you know, either Vayikra or Tzav. Most of the time it's Tzav. You're right, Jack. Okay. What I mean to say is it's a Vayikra or Parsha. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. Let's go on, guys. Okay, well now we move on to the topic. So we finished Tough Bays. Now let's try to finish up Chin Men. Okay, let's get moving here. Let's go to Kriya and Cholomoy. Okay? Kriya and Cholomoy. That's where we left off. Back in Simmons, Chin Men. Kriya and Cholomoy. Okay? So there is Simmons, Chin Men, Sif Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber says straight up, like the Ram and the Ramban, very, very obvious Nakuda, but of course, let's say it over. Ein Kriya B'Yomtiv. Even Yomtiv Sheni Shal Galias, Filu Krovin Shal Meis. You don't tear Kriya on Yomtiv, it's an Isser. You can't tear Kriya. That might usually Kriya ripping something is destructive, which is only the Rabbanan Kyokol. But here you're doing it for a mitzvah, you could have said it's a Masakin. It might even be a Chiv Skiwa. So certainly you don't do it on Shabbos or Yontif. You don't do it on Yontif Sheni. Even Krovim Shel Nes. So that's Chlor. But this brings us to the Mishnah in Moikon and Chav Dalaviz, which I wanted you to see. And that is this din of Ein Korin. The Mishnah says, Ein Korin, Nechalamoy, Vecholacholzim, Womavr, Elachrovim Shel Nes. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? Gemara says, Chacham Shel Nes, Akol Korin Allah, Vidadim, Kashi Chivim, Mechaim Likroa. So what's the bottom line on Tirin Kriya and Cholomoy? So the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis on this Mishnah, in Perik Gimel Mishnah Zayin, I don't think we've quoted from the Perish Mishnayis yet this summer, but the Rambam in the Torah's Adam, which we have many times, and the Re'eim, Baruch Hashem, and the Mordechai, and Moikon Remes, tough Pei Dalet, and it's also the tour. They all hold that you're Chayav Likroa on Cholomoy. Let's say you were by someone who passed away in the same room, or an Adam Kasher, or a Chacham, Yetir Kriya, but not a Kriya of Rishus. Only when you have a Chi of Kriya do you tear the Kriya. That is the sheet of basically this group of Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rabban, the Mordechai, the Tur. When you have a Chi of, you don't hesitate at all, you do Kriya. And the Rav Yoh and the Smak and the Gosat Smak, the Smak is a Mitzvah Sadi Zion, and the Gosat Smak is Mitzvah Sadi Zion, Hagoy Yud Zion, they say no. They say, no, you should not tear Kriya on Cholomoy. And the reason why you should not tear Kriya on Cholomoy is because an Isser to be Korea B'moed is within Tikkun Kli. Because you're fulfilling a mitzvah. It's a constructive act. And we know there's an Isser Malach on Cholomoy. Not like Shabbos and Yontem. There's no Chiyuv Skila. There's no Chiyuv Malkus. But you know, if you don't have to do it, it's a Malachus of Terech, and you don't have to do it, you can't do the law on a Cholomoy. Those are real malachas that are isur, and here you're doing a tikkun kli. So basically, they do away with this halacha of tirin kriya lemaisa on cholomoy. Okay, and the Trumas Adeshin, the third shita in Simin Reish Peches, is a bit of a what? A bit of a pshara, a middle opinion, and he says Nogin v'Ashkenaz to tirin kriya on cholomoy only by a father and a mother. That middle sheet of the Rav Yah is bothersome, though. The Gemara, doesn't the Gemara? How do you do away with the Gemara? And even the Trumas Adeshin that limits to Aviv Imo. Go ahead, Asher. What do you say to that?
You
mean the Trumas Adeshin, you're saying? Okay, good, good, good. The Rav Yoh is a big Chiddush. He just does away with the whole thing, no? He says, is this a Tikkun Kli? Yes, Rafi.
For parents, there's no Ichoy, therefore there's no Tikkun Kli.
No, but the Tikkun Kli is the fact that you accomplish a mitzvah. The fact you accomplish a mitzvah. No, that's general. That's general. But here by Kriya, it's a constructive act because I fulfill the mitzvah. That's the point.
That's
the Tikkun Kli. The Tikkun Kli is that I fulfill the mitzvah with.
So we could be mechalak between maybe the Trumas Adeshin are differently. That we could be mechalak because if it's going to be an Ichoy at the end of the day, then you could say that there was actually Tikkun for that Kli.
I was just thinking it was a new thing. Now you ripped it and you're going to rehem it up? I mean, it's hard to say it's a tikkun. But I think the pasha is the mitzvah. But let's think about how the Rav Yoh is going to deal with it, okay, the Gemara. But Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So the Mechaber, it's a good horror, Rav. The Mechaber paskin is like the Ram and the Ramban. Very good usher as well. The Mechaber paskin like the Ram and the Ramban. Ava cholomoy korin kolecha v'kefi mashahu. If you have a chiyuv, do it. Imahomi b'shasi siya shomir next to someone who dies, whether he's your relative or not. If he died while you were in the room, you have to tear kriya. O imu adam kasha, o chacham akolecha, gedinu shini spire. Plain and simple, the Mechaber says you do kriya. However, the Ramah quotes the meaning of the Trumas Adeshin. There, he says, v'yeshomir nosnin, nenogin shen likro b'chol amoy, rak al avi v'imo, v'al shar mesim korin lachar moed. Why do you think he says that when you have no minig? Because the Gemara says, like Usher said, right? because the Gemara said it Pashup Shad. So the Rama quotes this Truman. Now, what does this mean, guys? Al Shar Mesiv, if you can tear after the Moed. So the Shach in Sifkat Mem Dalet here quotes the name of the Bach. There's no difference in Yom Kfur or Yom Shmuel. That's what the Bach says. Let's get that. And then the Taz says, B'shem the Bach, his father, wants Sifkat Yukas. He says, one second. We Paskin in Akkari B'moed Al Shar Krovim. That's where you have the ability to tear after the Moed. But if you don't have the ability to tear after the Moed, namely it's going to become a what? Shmuel Rechoka? Then, Jack, what do? You tear Bismana B'chol HaMoed. Because the Gemara says it. That's what I'm adding on. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says you should tear Kriya. So Lomai says, okay, if you can get out of it and do it after Chol HaMoed, fine. But if it's going to become a Shmuel Rechoka, and we Paskin that a Shmuel Rechoka, Lomai says, we said that what? Remember we said? Shmuel Rechoka, Roi Paskin, don't tear Kriya? Remember we learned that yesterday, no? Right? We learned that yesterday. Shmuel Rechoka, you don't tear Kriya. Remember the Shulchan Aruch said that? The only purpose you do it, I'll be Vimot. I ain't calling on Shmuel Rechoka at all on Shar Krovim. Right? And the Ramah said it's also be Machmer. So Lamaisa, again, if it's going to become a Shmuel Rechoka, because you're going to wait, then do it right now. Okay. The Masis Binyamin says, Ba'ashkenaz, the minig was to be Korea only on Aviv Imo, like the Chumash Adeshin said, and in Poland, the minig was to be Korea on anyone. Al Kulam, on all types of Krovim, Lamaisa, on all the Krovim, Shar Krovim, not just parents, brother, sister, son, or daughter, God forbid, or spouse, they would tear Kriya Chol HaMoed. And the Taz reiterates this, the Pnei Baruch says in Simen Chav Ches, Sif Beis, let's get it, V'makim She'en Minig, Yeshli Krol, Al Kulam, B'Chol HaMoed. Okay. Rabbi Avadya writes, and the Yaakov Yosef, also the Minig Yushalayim, he says, excuse me, he's only doing Kriya Chol HaMoed, V'Makim She'en Minig, Shar Krovim, after the regal. But he says, outside Yerushalayim, the minig is tear Kriya on any Krovim, B'chol HaMoed, the seven Krovim, like the Das and the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that in Yabi Omer as well, in Chelik Dal Yordeh, Simen Chav Hei. Okay. Let's finish up this Sif. What about swapping the Begid, swapping the Begodim, L'maisa? What about swapping the Begodim, L'maisa, that you tore on Chol HaMoed? So you better, says the Alkid Yosef. It's not right, and Moed wise, to walk around with a torn Begad. You should swap it as soon as you did the Kriya She'en Avelis for Moed. And the Alkid Yosef read this, Chazon Avadia, and Maimon Mordechai, the Sitz Eliezer says this. You don't walk around with a torn Begad and a Chol HaMoed. You're not sitting Shiva until after Yontif anyway, so it's not proper. Okay. What about a Shmuel Rechoka on Chol HaMoed? What do you say about that? So you might say to me, Rebbe, what are you talking about? You just said Shmuel Rechoka, you don't do it all, right? By Shach Krovim, no? So what's the Shiloh? So let's see. So in the same vein, we said a Shmuel Rechoka, you do for Avi V'Imo. So do that on Chol HaMoed. That's exactly what the Ma'arit says. The Taz and Sifkat Yilches and the Shach and Sifkat Mem Zayin here in Shin Mem, quote from the Ma'arit, that you tear Kriya on Avi V'Imo, just like it's Yom Kippur. I don't care. Even if it's Chol HaMoed, Shmuel Rechoka, you tear. And the Marshal, the Bach, the Taz, and the Shach, they're all cholik on this Ma'arit, and they say you don't tear at all. They have a lashon that the regals masik the Avelis, kol shekein, it should be masik the Kriya. And you shouldn't do it at all. You shouldn't tear Kriya at all on a Shmuel Rechoka. So if you look in the Chidah says, the Birkei Yosef says, the Minig Yushalayim, I didn't see the Chidah, but Lamaisa, he says, like the Marshal and his group of Gedolei Achronim, you're not supposed to be Koreh Shmuel Rechoka on Chol HaMoed at all. And then Rav Avadya says the same thing. And Kufnin Zion, so far it tests. If you hear a Shmuel Rechoka Chol HaMoed, we rely on who? On the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? You never tear Shmuel a Korean anyway on any Shmuel Rechoka, whether it's Chol HaMoed or not Chol HaMoed. Never. You never do it. So if you're relying on the Rambam, there's nothing to worry about, Lamaisa. Because Shmuel Rechoka, anyway, you never tear. So if Shmuel Rechoka, anyway, you never tear, so, you know, what's the big deal, Lamaisa? So that's what he says. He invokes that Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa. You remember the Rambam said, Lo Korea? Remember I said that yesterday? I said that in Shir that the Machaber usually is the three trees. So here he goes like the Riff and the Rush, Korea. But the Rambam, the right, said they're never Korea, even by Aviv Imo. So he invokes that. Okay. Last akuda is, the following on this Siv. And that is the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Shin Mem Siv Kat Yud Aleph points out from the Mishnah LeMelech that that's only if the person died Chol HaMoed, the Yetzer Kriya Chol HaMoed. But if a person died on Yom Tov, and obviously Lamaisa, you can't tear on Yom Tov, it's also be Korea Chol HaMoed. Why? Kevin Shenidche, since you're pushing it off, Yidche Lachar Moed, push it off after the Moed, Lamaisa, and he says in that situation, the only time that you'll tear Kriya Chol HaMoed is if he died on Chol HaMoed. If he died on Yom Tov, then what? He'll do the Kriya Lamaisa after Chol HaMoed, don't do it now. And this is what the Magen Avraham says, B'shem the Maram Milublin, in Simen Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, or Achayim. The Magen Avraham, of course, is an Achayim, Tav Kuf Mem Zayin. Okay, so you're not, since you're pushing it off anyway, since he died on Yom Tov, so just tear the Kriya afterwards, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, let's continue now to Sif Lamed Beis when you have a Shmua Krova B'chol HaMoed. What we just spoke about was Kriya in general and Yom Tov and honing it in on a Shmua Rechoka. But now let's talk about Lamaisa, a Shmua what? A Shmua Krova B'chol HaMoed. Okay, and that was based on the Gemara in Chafel Mebeis with the Yosef Bar Oven. And the Gemara had a big. The Gemara said, "What's the rationale?" How can you have a kriya without a shiva? So this comes up a tremendous svara here in this did. So let's get. Do you tear kriya on a shmua krova on Chol HaMoed? Again, krova being 30 days or within the 30 days of the passing of the person. So the Mordechai in Siman in Remez, Tuf Bei Dalet, it's in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef has quotes this machlokes. Beis Yosef in Oslam at Bay says, well, the Bahag and Rav Notronoi go. Say that you're not korei at all, even a shmua krov on Chol HaMoed, nothing. There's no korei at all. And the Tshuvas HaGa'onim and Rav Haigon said the following: if you're going to be able to sit shiva after moed, then you're korei what? You're korei lamaisa then. But if after moed. If after Moed you're not going to be able to sit Shiva because it'll become a Shmua Rechoka, he says you don't tear a Kriya at all because ain't Kriya below Shiva. Okay, he takes that line of the Gemara very seriously and he says, since you're not going to have a full Shiva, Lamaisa, you don't tear a Kriya at all, Halach Lamaisa. If you are going to be able to tear the Shiva after Moed, then you'll tear. Now, did you guys see that? Are you going to tear then or tear now? So let's wait on that for a moment. So how do we, and then there's a third Shita, which is the majority Shita. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Maharam, the Reim, the Mordechai Rosh, they all say, all these Rishonim, okay, all these six Rishonim, Ravid, Ramban, Maharam, Reim, Mordechai, and Rosh, they say, Yetir, Kriyat, Cholomot, and Shmuel Krova, and the Gemara was talking about a Shmuel Rechoka. Okay. The Gemara was talking about a Shmuel Rechoka. But on a Shmuel Krova, you tear Kriya. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber paskins, like this last Shita, Shama Rebarego Shmuel Krova Korea. Bafilim Akra Regal Tiye Rechoka. I don't care, he says. Even if it's in Rechoka afterwards, not a problem. Lomaisa. Kriya below Shivim Ika. What do you do with that problem? How can he say it's going to be a Rechoka afterwards? He says he's still to Kriya. I thought Kriya below Shiva, me Ika. Yes? How does the Mechaber deal with that? Again, Zach, the Mechaber's positive the last Shita, you tear Kriya on a Shmua Krova, even though Lamaisa, after the regal, it'll be a Shmua Rechoka. Okay? Why don't you have the problem of Kriya below what? Kriya below Shiva, me Ika. So the Taz asked this kasha. So I want you to get this Taz. The Taz in Sifkat Yates says like this. If you heard that your loved one died on Yom Tov, and after Chol HaMoed it will be a Rechoka, let's say it was the first days of Yom Tov. Since on Yom Tov itself it's Asur to Tir, you don't tear at all. Since it's Asur to Tir on Yom Tov, and after anyway it's going to be Rechoka, and you're only going to sit 1 day and 1 hour, then you have Ein Kriya below Shiva, so you don't tear at all. But, please get this, if you heard that he died on Chol HaMoed, not the first days of Yom Tov, even though after Chol HaMoed it's going to be Rechoka, but since you're going to sit 1 day, you are Korea. Because since it's mutter to be Korea on Chol HaMoed, we don't say the cloud Ein Kriya below Shiva. You hear that, Svara, guys? Since it's mutter to be Korea on Chol HaMoed, we don't say the cloud of Ein Kriya below Shiva. So therefore, you tear the Kriya, and it seems like you tear the Kriya on Chol HaMoed. You understand the Svara of the Taz? Because since theoretically it is mutter to tear on Chol HaMoed, we don't say that there's a problem of Ein Kriya below Shiva. Because the bottom line is that I have a heter to tear Kriya right now. I do have a heter to tear Kriya now. Whereas when the guy died on Yom Tov, you can't tear Kriya on Yom Tov. And that was the appropriate time. So if I'm going to wait till afterwards, it's going to be Rechoka, then Lamaisa, that's a situation of Mamish Ein Kriya below Shiva. Right? Because I never even had a heter to tear the Kriya. But when he dies on Chol HaMoed, I have a heter to tear the Kriya. So when I have a heter to tear the Kriya, when it's divorced from the Shiva, that's okay. But when I never had the heter, and I'm never going to do Shiva, to tear Kriya is not right. It's a hard svar to understand. You guys follow me on this, Taz? Since you had a heter to tear Kriya on the day of Chol HaMoed, you don't invoke the problem of Kriya below Shiva Mi'ika. Whereas if you didn't have a day, you died on Yom Tov, and you were supposed to tear on Yom Tov, but you can't because it's Yom Tov, and then it's always going to be Rechoka, then if you tore after Yom Tov, that's really a problem of Kriya below Shiva Mi'ika, because you can never had a heter to tear the Kriya. And you're not going to be able to do Shiva. But if you have a day to tear Kriya, he wants the taina. We don't say the cloud of Ein Kriya below Shiva. That's what he wants to tie. It's a hard svara to hear. Max, you have on that svara?
Is he just saying?
Go ahead.
There's something knowing in some din of Avelisker, like a technical level, and that qualifies as close.
Right.
To Shiva.
But there is technical on Yom Tov too. You have Dvarim Shemitzina too.
This is more of an action that, like, you have an allowance for an action.
Right. You're saying you have an allowance for an action and. But we always say that Kriya is always different than Avelis. You're saying only by Halakha Divrei Meikel Avelis. Well, the Gavin expression you're saying makes.
This is the Dafir.
Okay, so then why does that allow you to get out of the problem of Kriya below Shiva Mi'ika? Because why?
There seems to be a connection here, and for some reason wanting to qualify, this is the kind of
There is something that you can do, you're saying. Okay, I hear you. There is something you can do, so it's not like isolated in a vacuum. Kriya below Shiva Mi'ika is when it's isolated in a vacuum and it has no background of mourning. Here you're saying there's much more of a background of mourning because you could do it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, I hear you. Okay, good. Okay, very good. Okay, that ends Sif Lamed Beis. Okay, let's go to Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet, guys. Okay? Let's go to Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet. Actually, no. Let's go to before we get to Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet. Let's get to Chav Ches and Chav Tes. Finish those up real quick because we talked about those in the lungs of Kriya. But let's get them Halacha L'maaseh. Plain and simple, the guy tore Kriya on Shabbos by mistake. I don't know. He doesn't know the Halacha, or he forgot. He was so upset. He's Korei Al Meso B'Shabbos. What's the din? Is he Yotze Hilchos Kriya? Yes. Simin Shin Mem Sif Chav Ches. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos, to the Ferish Gemara, HaKareh B'Chamaso U'Ba'Avelo, if you tear, when you're angry, U'Ba'Avelo V'Almeso Chayiv. You are Chayiv L'Maisa on Shabbos. Exactly what Rafi was asking, because it's constructive. You get your anger out, and you fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? You fulfill the mitzvah. Ah, you'll tell me, Rabbi, isn't that a raya that creates deraisa, a mitzvah? Even if it's the rabbanon, the mitzvah is still constructive. You follow me? It's not like we don't recognize mitzvahs that are the rabbanon. You follow me? It's still constructive. Ah, says the Gemara, Vafi Mishu Machalos HaShabbos, Yotzei De Kriya. Says it's a Beferish Gemara. You're Yotzei Kriya, you're Torah and Shabbos. So the Yushalmi, we mentioned in the Sefer Shabbos, Perek Gimel, says, Taman Gufa Avera Bram Hacha Hu Avra Avera. Chaber writes, HaKorea Du Shabbos Almeso, Afa Bishkol Shabbos Yotze Dei Kriya. What's the vort? So the Torah says right here, Nos Chav Ches, based on the Yushalmi, you're not Yotze who stole the matzah at the Seder. Right? Why not? Because that Gufa is the Avera. The matzah is diseased because you stole it. Here though, the beged, it's not a din in the chefsa, Zach. The beged just gives me the ability to do a maisa kriya. But it's not a din in the chefsa. It's like the chil Shabbos is considered to be what? Extrinsic. The stolen matzah is a problem in the chefsa. But when you tear a beged on Shabbos, you follow me, Sammy? It's extrinsic. And therefore the beged is good. The Beis Yosef says, Lo domi lo matzah gzul, hasam gufa mitzah shiya matzah, he aveira, she gzul, it's diseased, he's stolen. Ava hocha gufa chiluk ena aveira. Afa bisha maisa shu u asabo hu aveira, lo mikra mitzah baba aveira. He says, here the gufa, the shirt, is not an aveira. Even though you did an aveira with it, I don't call it a mitzah baba aveira. I don't say this holy beggin, I'm going to rip now. It's not it. The beggin is just a chitim so that can do a kriya. Or the matzah, you know what I mean? Matzahs. Taisus has a lashon psachim. I thought kedusha is be mitzvah. There's a lashon psachim that's no kedusha mitzvah. But it's a chesh mitzvah. It's tashrishi mitzvah, not tashrishi kedusha. And the priest in Osman Tess also is mazmin this beautifully. Gufa chiluk ena avail. Amr bo avera chol shabbos. We'll make a mishumach mitzvah bo avera. Lafuki chaluk kazul, which we're going to get to now. What happens if you stole a shirt and you ripped it? That's Sifchof Tess, not Yotzei. Ikra Chilgo Averishu Gozol. That's a terrible thing. That's a stolen shirt, that's disease, and that's a problem. And that's the Yushalmi, right there. Perakimbo, Yugimbo, Gimbo, Omer, Yotzei, Mishim, Ritzun, and Zonaka, Matzah, Zul, and Yotzei, and Chavos, Bezach, Amlu, Tamangu, Avera, Bram, Achu, Avera. I mean, you stole the shirt. Rabbi Nishalom. Stole the shirt, it's bad. Says the Mechaber, Alpi the Rabban, HaKorea v'chaluk hazul, lo yotze de kriya, not yotze. Because granted, the shirt is not holy, but if it's diseased, you stole it, it's not good. And the Taz, and Sifkot, the Zion, the Shach, Sifkot, the Mez, came to Gufa Chol, Shosu was a mitzvah, nikna ba'avera, you acquired a vera, lo yotze de kriya. Great, okay, let's go on now. Now we get to Lamaisa, Sif Lamed Dalet, Sif Lamed Hei. And I want to get to the cases. I want to welcome Binyamin. You know, Binyamin did Hesder, and we should thank him for his service. It was a chayal. You know, the beautiful Hesder yeshivas we all learned there. I don't know if everyone did, but, you know, the concept of, you know, learning Torah and also working in the Tzahal, it's a tremendous thing. And we'll see about during Kriya, Lamaisa, about that. Hopefully we'll get to it. Let's get to it really quick. But it's great to have you here. Okay? All right. Sif Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. It's not right. And Lamed Hei. Let's do these really quick. The Gemara says in Moikon Chavavim Beis Ton Ravana Yotzu the Beged Karul Lifnei Ameis or as it goes Ameis Vezachayim. You're a deceptive guy. You're a cunning guy. You're over the name of Sas. You walk around with a ripped shirt, make it seem like you tore kriya on this fellow. Not only are you stealing from the people that are alive that are sitting shiva, you're also stealing from the people that are the mace, the deceased. You're walking around the mace of the levi with a torn kriya. You didn't do it. It was already torn. The Gemara says black and white. Tana Rabbana Yotzu the Beged Karul the Mitzvah is a gozel as a mitzvah. You're going to have daspris. You're deceiving them. We know we're supposed to be authentic and sincere people, not be overgoing nevis das. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, Aholuk Beged Karul the Mitzvah Shemar Atvash Kar. Oh, it showed that you tore kriya. Baloney. You didn't tear kriya. Below Kar. Har is a gozel as a mitzvah. You're playing ball. And some guy ripped your shirt. Then you wear the same. Then someone dies, and you wear that same shirt to make it as if you want, you tore kriya. Even if you're a relative. Let's say, I don't know, God forbid, let's say a guy didn't like his mother, father, and he refused to tear kriya. But he doesn't want to cause a machlaikis, so what does he do? He wears this to make it seem to the other siblings that he tore kriya. That's not right. It's really not right. You're over Gnevus Das. Gnevus Das is a serious issue. Do you know the Ritva writes, it's the Rosh of all Ganavim. You know, you're not allowed to, it says in Shulchan Aruch Hoshe Mishpat, let's say I was an out-of-towner, right? I was an out-of-towner. Like, guy in New York invites you over for Shabbos, but he always invites you to Shabbos where he knows you can't come. That's Gnevus Das. That's Mamish Gnevus Das. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Sma says, maybe once or twice you can do it. But not a lot of times. Machaber doesn't give that cooler. What's a machlokes? What's the getter of Gneva's Das? Is it Gneva or is it Sheker? If it's Gneva, it's Usser. Any Gneva is Usser. Even Robin Hood is Usser. We don't believe in Robin Hood. Stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Even one time you fake a guy out, it's Usser. But if you hold the Machaber Sheker, then the Gemara has sometimes you can fib a little bit. L'shem Shalom. Mutal L'shanas Neshalom. Misal Shalom Neshalom. It's all that separate topic. Okay. Let's do Lamed Dal Lamed Hey. Very fascinating. The Gemara has, every din is fascinating. The Gemara has him like cotton and chavav and beige. We have shun gomil omer. Omer l'chaveri, shalani chalukcha ve'elech va'avachar sa'aba, shu choylu. V'aloch l'motze shemes, koreo ma'achol. Shiyog lo beiso, maksum lo chalukcha v'nosu lo d'mei karo, bim lo yidira izo lo yigabo. What's the case? Shun gomil says, you go over to a friend, and you say to him, can I borrow your shirt? Because you say, I have to go visit my father who's ill. I don't know, you want to have a nice shirt? You want to appear nice in front of him. And your friend has a nice shirt, you don't have one. He gives you the shirt, and lo and behold, you go there, and you find that your father's nifter. So the Gemara says, black on white, Korea, you can tear uma'achal, and you can hem it up. And when you come home, shiom lebeso, return the shirt. Now, no doubt a new shirt, even if you have the greatest hemmer in the world, it's still not the same. So it was worth $100 a shirt. Now it's worth $90. You got to pay him the $10. You got to pay him the $10. But if you didn't tell your friend that you're borrowing the shirt and going to visit your father who's ill, you can't touch it. You have no right to touch it, Ter Korea. You have no right. When you asked him, the friend knew that the possibility existed. That's why you have an implicit answer. So it's fascinating. The Rif and the Rambam, the Kiyos and the Ramban, say the Feirish, it is mutter for you to tear the Kriya in such a case, and you can hem it up because you borrowed it, but you got Rishus, and they hold like our Gemara, Halacha L'maisa, okay? And I thought L'maisa, like Rafi pointed out earlier, on a father and mother, you're not allowed to hem it up ever perfectly. It's not your shirt, guys. That's only if you own the shirt. It's not your shirt. That's the theory of the Rif and the Rambam, the Mikyos and the Rambam. And the Rush says no. The Rush says you're only allowed to do it on Shar Krovim. If you tore for your parents, you cannot hem it up. What do you mean? It's against the Gemara. What's the Pshat, Jacob? He has a different Girsa. What's the different Girsa? Not Abba. The Rush had a different Girsa. It wasn't Abba. What was it? Avakir is a Chola. I'm going to visit a Chola. Instead of Abba, he had Chola. The Rosh had a different Girsa. Wow. So how do we paskin? So the Machaber paskins like the Rif, the Rambam, the Yosef, and the Ramban. Again, two of the three trees against the third. Right? The Beis Yosef writes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, usually he's going to always paskin the three trees. The Rambam, Rif, and Rosh. So we've been seeing recently there's two against one, and he follows suit to go like the two against the one. This is a good example. He goes like the Rif and the Rambam, that you can tear the cream with a parent, and the Rosh is, in the minority opinion, he doesn't go with that. So let me read you the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, hishilani chalukcha, she'avakeres ha'ava shucholof, v'holach u'matzah shemeis koro ma'achol. You can tear a cream and do a good hemming. Afagav da'al ave ma'achol m'shach sen sifkar memches. U'matzah lo chalukcha, return the shirt, u'meshalim bol dmei karo, pay him the difference, $10 difference. If you didn't tell me you're going to visit a chola, you can't touch it. And the Shach writes in Sifka Nun, if you didn't tell the person they're going to visit someone in the hospital in Utah, Korea, you know what? Not only the Maisa did you do the wrong thing, you're a Goslin, but you're also not Yotze Korea based on the previous Sif we said, because you stole a beggar. So now you messed up on two accounts, right? You stole from your friend. And number two, you're not Yotze Korea. Yes, Ariel?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly your Mechavin and the Shach. Sifkot Nun, he says that. You messed up on two accounts. Yes, that.
This fact that you're allowed to redo Icha on it goes great with our Mahal, that it's a din in the Beget, but like only if it's what you're saying with that.
Yeah, we had a whole Mahal, very actual exact. We had a whole Mahal with the refrain Shlitas Mahalach with the Sfasemis, that it's a Chefsebo connected with the Gavra. And that you see that very well. Well said, Zach. Saying it's connected with the Gavra. You're not the Gavra that owns it. Very good, Zach. Excellent aura. Okay, and then let's finish up. Oh, before we go on to Sif Lamanei, I want to just say over to Beis Yosef. That's very interesting. He says, even though the Rosh had a different girsa, he says the halacha is like the Rif, and the Mikyosef gives good svara. What's the svara? He says, even though that kriya on parents we never can sew up, ain't a misachin, but here he gave it to you to borrow, and he gave you permission. Even though you didn't acquire it forever, but he gave you permission, it was implicit that it's going to rip, and since it's not your beged, you're chayav to sew it up and pay him the difference. So it's your responsibility. Okay, let's get to Sif Lamanei. Now, Sif Lamanei, at first glance, I had no idea what was going on. But we always say, Lamaisa, you got to work. Keep work going over and over. Baruch Hashem, we had Tziyad Nishmaya, we were able to get the shot. I didn't know what it was talking about. Sometimes, Lamaisa, you got to keep working on it. So in the Eber Rabbasi Perigim Alacha Yibes, which we always refer to as Mesecha Smachos, it says like this. Hamashu Chaluk L'chaver L'alecha L'beis Ava. I lend a shirt to my friend to go to Beis Ava. He wants to look nice. He didn't have a nice shirt. Listen to this. Ainu Rishai Litlo Achiyotzumea Ava. The lender cannot take it away from his friend until the shiva is up of the friend of the guy who borrowed for you. Uberegel. And on Yontif, Achiyotzim Eregel. Maybe he borrowed a shirt for Yontif. Ube Mishnah, maybe he did it for a Shever Brachas. Achiyotzim Mishnah, till all the Shever Brachas are done. You have a friend that doesn't have a nice shirt. Unfortunately, say he's very poor, God forbid. Or, he, I don't know, he's traveling, he has those clothes everywhere else. There are three things that you borrow the shirt for example. He wants to pay a Shiva call. Or he wants it for Yontif. Or he wants to be able to go to a wedding and a Shever Brachas the whole week. What's the din? What is the din? The din is that the lender is not allowed to take it from him. I don't know what this is talking about. What it's talking about is that he lent it. He borrowed it for the purposes of doing a mitzvah. You have no right to take it back from him and will disallow him from doing his mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? Number one, what? What's number one? Paying a shiva call. Number two, enjoying Simchas Yontif with a nice shirt. And number three, going to a Shever Brachas. You lent it to him. You have no right to take it away from him till it's done, till it's expired, till the mitzvah's done, till the shiva's done, till the Yontif's done, or till the chasana with the Shever Brachas is done the whole week. Makes sense, no? That's the pshat. Beautiful. You have to be a mensch. So, frek the kasha. We all know there are four categories in Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim, Yordaya, Choshen Mishpat Ibn Ezra. We've been spending the whole summer on Yordaya, but we've seen other times, we've gone to Orachayim quite a bit, not so much Choshen Mishpat. Now we go to Choshen Mishpat. Says in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Siv Beis, it's interesting, it's Shin Mem Aleph. It's almost the same Simen. Here we're in Shin Mem. It says in Choshen Mishpat in the Ramah, Lo Pasuk King, Ela Shoyel Tzarek Lachzer, but also Yom Avzacholot. Says in Choshen Mishpat, he wants it back right away. You got to stop on a dime and bring it back that day. Stachastira. The Ramah is not Choyel like on the Machaber here. Whenever the Ramah is not Choyel like Jacob, it means he agrees. And over there in Choshen Mishpat, he says this. It's a Stira. Contradiction. So the Shach and Sif Katan and Aleph says right here, beautiful. He says in Choshen Mishpat, we're talking about a case where the friend asked you to borrow it. So if he wants it back that same day, he can. But in our case in Yordaya, we're talking about where the lender knows that his friend is a poor fellow or that he's traveling and he doesn't have any shirts. And he says, you know what? Take my shirt. Take a nice shirt. For what Shiva call? Take a nice shirt for Yontif. Take a nice shirt for what? For the Chasen Shem Brachas. When you don't do that, it's implicit you're lending that the guy should be able to do the mitzvah fully. And therefore, Zach, you have no right to demand it back. That's the answer the Shach gives. Beautiful, no? That's how the Shach solves this theory. Okay. Okay, let's start, and then we'll close. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Today, I'll give a chabru later on. Part two of Nichum Aveil. Okay? From 5 to 5:30. Okay? Now, let's just start this. Sif Lamed Aleph, just tomorrow. Sif Lamed, well, we got to finish it, and then we got to go on. I think tomorrow we're going to do in Yoni Tisha B'Av, and maybe also Likud HaTzomus. We'll try to plan. I don't know if we'll get through all of it. But let's just start. Gemara Moed Kan Chavav Lamed Aleph says, Shmuos Ros Minolim. How do you know you have to decree on bad news, God forbid? Chsiv Yechazik Dabim B'Vagod B'Yikareim, Gam Kol Anash Roshito V'Yifku V'Yifku V'Yitzum Wad Erev, Al Shol Al Yonasu Minolim Al Am Hashem Al Beis Yisrael Ki Naftu B'Chev. The Gemara tells us, Moikon Chavav and Armisit Chavav and Aleph, that when David Amelch heard about the war, he was so upset that Shaul died and Yonasan died, so they tore Korea, they mamish tore Korea, very upsetting battle. It was a very upsetting battle, and they died, and therefore they was very very upset about this. The Shmuas rose, okay, they were very upset about it, and they tore Korea, okay. They tore Korea. So let's just start, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. So the Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Vav, straight up, that we tear Korea on bad news when Rov of the Tzibor was there. Rov of the Tzibor was L'mochama, and they heard that there were people that died in front of the enemies. Okay? So it says Beferish, Nikpatsu Rov Hatzibor L'mochama. So it's very interesting because was really most of the nation there or not? So I want you to get this. Doesn't mean that Rove of the nation was killed. It means a majority of the nation assembled to do battle and it suffered a crushing defeat in which many Yidden were killed. That's what the Ramban, the Ritva quotes the Ramban, and that's what the Mechaber is going to write here. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that the majority of the Kehillah refers to a majority of one Shevet. Now, a Shevet can be called a Kehillah based on Hurius Hamid base. Please get that Marmukam. Now, in Shaul's final battle, the number of Yidden killed was equal to more than half the members of a single Shevet. Interesting. Was equal to more than half of a single. So, the majority of a Kehillah was in fact killed, the Ritva says. Okay? Now, the Rambam in Perek Tesa Lechavav, Lechemishah implies that no, actually the majority of the Jewish nation did fall in battle. There is the Lechem Mishnah claims of the Rambam. So let's just close with this. Let's get it. The Rambam in Tes Bay says Rov the Tzibor is killed to tear Korea. The Rabban and Tur say no, Rov Yisrael was there, even though they weren't killed, only a mute, but Rov was there, that's also enough of bad tidings to generate a Korea. And the Mechaber Paskins like the Rabban, that you don't need Rov the Klai Yisrael to be killed, only a mute is enough, but Rov Klai Yisrael had to be there. And that's what the Chuvis Shitz Eliezer writes. In Chelik Hei Ramas Rachel, which is the part about Aves Sinim Ben Gimel Os Gimel, Vayim Sev Rishim Yudish goes with Emes Mutmoa Bekach Al Maran Beis Yoytzim Shol Hiske Das Aramam Zal Ma She'ino Min Hago Minishor B'Tzarachim. Sitz Elev says, why doesn't Ramam, why doesn't the Mechaber quote the Ramam? It always does. Here he goes with the Ramban, which means that you don't need Rov for the people to be killed. And the Ramah adds on, Hu Adin Hochu B'Shevi, if they're captured. Captured the same thing as Misa. And the last nakuda is the Pesukei Tshuva Sifkon Yadal and Aruch Hashon Siflam at Zion. From the pasuk it's mashma, you need to fast, they mourn the whole day, but they can sew it up tomorrow. And the Dagam Ravava here and Rav David Dasa says no, this Isser Ichui also Lechos Kerezeli Olam. That's the mashmos of the Gemara, and that's the mashmos of Shulchan Aruch and Siflam and Tess. And the Aruch Hashon says we hold like the Dagam Ravava, that this kriya you do for bad news. Rov of Klai Yisrael is fighting, and only a mute get killed. You have to tear Kriya if you hear about this terrible thing, and you can't be Misachal Yoilim for this din. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Lamed Zayin. Sorry, I went over. And again, welcome Binyamin. Okay, Binyamin, welcome to have lunch. Please, have lunch.